The United Nations has called for an investigation into possible war crimes after Israeli forces shelled another UN-run school in Beit Lahia, northern Gaza, with white phosphorus bombs, killing two children and injuring several other people who were seeking shelter after having been forced to flee their homes. This is the fourth UNRWA-run school to have been hit by Israel during its 22-day-long offensive against the besieged Gaza Strip. UNRWA officials said what happened amounted to a dangerous escalation.
But we have to get justice. We have to get accountability for those who are responsible. They must answer. They must answer under the terms of the Geneva Convention for their own actions, not justified against the actions of anybody else. Each is responsible for their own actions and are accountable for their own actions.
Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes to seek refuge in different UN schools throughout Gaza, but even schools are not safe.
We were forced to flee our homes and had to seek a safe shelter. We thought the UNRWA school was safe, but look what happened. Two children were killed and their mother seriously injured.
Israeli forces shelled the United Nations headquarters in Gaza City on Thursday, where hundreds of Gazans were seeking cover among food and other supplies meant for impoverished Gaza population, most of whom are now totally reliant on food handouts. Hospitals and mosques were among the targets hit. Israeli invading forces, backed by tanks and warplanes, continue their around-the-clock air and ground attacks on the densely populated strip, bombing residential houses and killing more civilians. Israel's largest-scale offensive has so far claimed the lives of at least 1,215 Palestinians and wounded 6,000 others across the tiny coastal strip. According to Israel's Channel 2, the Israeli Air Force has so far dropped 1,000 tons of bombs on 2,500 targets in the besieged Gaza Strip since the onslaught began over 3 weeks ago. As Israeli Security Cabinet announced its intention of voting on a unilateral ceasefire, its forces have carried out massive raids, sparing not even a UN-run school in which hundreds had been taking refuge. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV, Gaza.